listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, are you volunteering? The Browns do, and that's what First and 10 is all about. Make your pledge to give 10 today by committing 10 hours of community service on clevelandbrowns.com. Wear your orange wristband and make a statement that you give back. Matt and I wear it everywhere we go. Cleveland Browns team is part of the First and 10 movement, so you can give 10. All right, welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm. We'll go back to the phone lines right now. We've got Carl in Cleveland. Carl, how are you?
How are you today?
Good, man. How are you?
Well, I was listening to you guys, and, I'm kind of 50-50 on it because what you guys are saying is absolutely correct. We need players that can contribute now. But the other 50 side of it is this team is so devoid, and the big problem with this team, period, is just procurement of talent. I was very intrigued to see how it played out because I thought he could be a guy that could be interesting when you get in the red zone, whether you're throwing it to him, whether you're running in wildcat, but this team just has no playmakers, man. It's just horrible to watch. So I listen to you guys, and you guys have a good one, all right?
Thank you very much for the call. And Nathan, I'll throw it back to you really fast before we get back to the phones is, having spent time with Ray Farmer and have him here in the Dog Bowl, that's his belief, though. Is building in the trenches, building a great defense, doesn't fully, get that the franchise quarterback is the absolute necessity to move forward, even though you're always in search of it. That doesn't mean we're not looking for one. We're not looking for the elite playmakers, but then, having the guys, being able to run the football and play great defense is a lot of what he's trying to create here.
Yes. That's what they're trying to create. And listen, for people who are saying I know it's all about the quarterback. I would give up 20 first round picks for Andrew Luck right now.
Why? Because we're a Super Bowl contender with him.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones right now as well. We just had Carl in Cleveland. Let's go to Neville in Tampa. Neville, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great, man. Hey, I'd like to disagree with the last caller just a little bit. I think we have talent. I think the problem historically, and I know it's not the new regime's fault, is development and maximizing the 53-man roster. I think that's why you see a lot of frustrated individuals, because I think it's not an issue of talent, because we see our talent leave and do well in other places. And me living around the country, I'm constantly seeing our players in other uniforms doing pretty darn good. And so you guys made a comment about last night's game about them maximizing the talent that they have all across the board and then making – scoring points. And I think that's our frustration. When you got a guy that we as the fans feel that we can't develop people. So that's why you hear a lot about the draft and how we draft people. And when we do get opportunities to get talent and we feel that you let it go before, it kind of confirms that idea of we don't know how to develop talent. And then when you bring in a guy that's, Turbin, who's injured currently, it's like, okay, you take something that, a guy can run one play to a guy that can't even run a play. So I think that's where some of the frustration is concerned, and I would like to call my shot for you guys.
Sure, go ahead, man.
Good. That's what it is.
Let's go Browns, 24-13.
Like it.
24-13, I like it.
Like a blowout for the Browns.
Yes, yes.
But I mean, he brings up a great point. If you look at it on paper to the development of Terrell Pryor, and essentially, you question where his hamstring does, or at least I did, coming out of his comment about 60 to 70% in that Bears game, and you go to a guy who essentially is unavailable to this team for 4 to 5 weeks because of the high ankle sprain in talking about Turbin. So, but it's the long-term fix. I believe that you go Crow, Duke, Drone, Turbin becomes available, on that active 45, then Drone goes back to the practice squad. So it's a move that right now doesn't make sense, but as we get into the nitty-gritty, and as everyone has clearly stated, that middle portion of the schedule, which is going to be very difficult, you have a healthy Turbin, backing up, and Duke is in his flow, and Crow is at that point still your lead dog.
I think ultimately, Turbin, Drone, and then Glenn Winston, when he returns, will compete for maybe one active spot and one practice squad spot. Turbin can't be on the practice squad, but I think the other two will be competing for that. All right. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, in his final press conference before the team opens the season against the New York Jets.